Well, good evening, everybody. It's so nice to see this house here tonight, all these Webb Wilder fans here tonight. I can't thank you enough for coming out tonight. Yeah, give a round of applause for yourselves coming out tonight to this wonderful venue. You know, as things are changing in the music industry today, and you look around who's here tonight, this great art form that we celebrate here in our country, okay, we must do our best to keep it alive. And it's places like this, Godfrey Daniels, that keeps this great art of this Americana art form of roots rock and blues and so much more that goes along with it, keeps it alive. We have to keep this tradition alive for years to come. And places like this are here for that reason. If you're not a member at Godfrey Daniels, become one. Support the place. Support this wonderful coffee house that brings you wonderful entertainment from all across the country and sometimes around the world. So we thank you for coming here tonight. Now this man, he really needs no introduction, okay? He's the last of a full-grown man, no doubt about it. Back on Landslide Records, he's got a record out right now called Mississippi Modern. You hear us spinning it on WLVR. Tonight, he's going to present it to you personally. Please give a nice, warm Godfrey Daniels welcome to the one and only Webb Wilder.
Thank you, NJ. Thank you, folks. I appreciate it. Now I'm carrying on the tradition of plugging in and tuning. But although I've been known to do some roots rocking and some bluesify, and tonight I'll be carrying on the tradition of the tall and tubby troubadour. It's great to be here. I think I heard W.C. Fields exclaim Godfrey Daniels in a movie one time. The trivia question of the night, though, is which W.C. Fields movie, maybe it was even a Marx Brothers movie that they were both in, was the one where he was the ruler of a small nation called Klopstockia. And he had to arm wrestle the Congress to keep control of the country every day. When you're a young person and you see that late at night, you're kind of scared. It's Saturday night in Bethlehem, PA. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It's great being in the Holy Land with Bethlehem and Nazareth. I just want to know where Sodom and Gomorrah are. Just on the backside of my own mind, I'm sure. All right. But no cigar is still too far away. If I reach for you, will you run? If I tail off, will I spoil the fun? If I play it cool, will you think I'm playing dumb? My mind tumbles when I talk to you. What I'm thinking would be so hard to do. But you're a nightingale, I'm a mockingbird. Every song I sing is a song you've heard. When it comes to love, I just ain't got the words. I'm no great shakes reading your mind. No great shakes standing in line. Show me a sign, give me a clue. But tell me what it takes to get rid of you. Hotline Hill, that's way too deep for me. Yeah, but there's no lip service I won't pay. No cliche that I won't say. There's no lies that I won't lay on you. No great shakes in your mind. No great shakes that stay in my life. Show me a sign, give me a clue, and tell me what it takes. Your mind,
no great shakes,
standing in line.
Show me a sign,
taking my time, and tell me what it takes. Because I'm no great shakes, shook up, really shook, all shook down. Shake it up, shake it. Blast, how long can she last? Doing that fast. than that, Beth. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here comes the hard part. Daddy was a mobile home magnate. He couldn't build a baby, no. He made so much cash off the trailer trash. He thought he had to put on a show. She had a credit card from Neiman Marcus. Yes, some records up behind that wood. So the little boys think in the wildest dreams, they never thought they'd have it so good. She was always in a hurry, trying to pass. Fiddle to the middle as she gave it the gas. Rock and roll music, playing for a blast. How long can she last? Going that fast, how long can she last? How long can she last? How long can she last? Going that fast. Woo! How long can she last? How long can she last? How long can she last? Going that fast. Scrib hands. How's everybody feeling?
Great.
Glad to hear it. So glad to be here. I really am. Thanks for that great intro, AJ. I was on the air with AJ a day or two ago and had a ball. I was on satellite radio today with Alamo Jones on Outlaw Country via the miracle of being live, but not really. We were live at the time. Now we're disembodied spirits. And I was on, is it Brookdale, New Jersey? Somewhere, a great radio station yesterday. I'm a bit, disoriented. I've wandered far afield. Glad to be here, though. Anyway, the new album is Mississippi Modern. The one before that was called More Like Me, and this is from that album. None of baby's friends can figure out what she wants. Guess it just depends on the benefits and the cost. She won't come around. She won't come around. Now she's on the phone. A double one ringing down the hall, all alone. That's the way she likes it, y'all. She won't come around. She won't come around for me.
you.
On that album, More Like Me, we were privileged to have two of the McCrary sisters, Ann and Regina, sing some great backup vocals. And we only got them for one on this album, and they're not here tonight. But that's why you gotta buy the CD, right? But no, this is that song. And it goes like this.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's no joke. Admit it. Well, I got you this far. Stick on with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now you're driving old car with a junkyard hood, but it's all paid for and it runs real good. Why you wanna trade it? Get to where you wanna go. If you find yourself a new one, well, you're gonna get the dough now. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Ooh, that's no joke. Admit it. Hey, well, it got you this far, so stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now listen, don't go to the doctor because you don't feel good. He'll get you a prescription for a pill. You only had a symptom, now you got a side effect. You think you feel bad now, I'll just wait. Oh, wait till you get the bill.
You gotta love Van Morrison, even if he hates the world. You know what I mean? I love him. I'm not sure I want to meet him and tell him, but I love him. And golly, Van, come on. But this goes back to his earliest days with a band called Them.
Whoa, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Whoa, whoa, yeah. I can see right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy. His arms around sounded like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. Yeah, 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 here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Oh, oh, yeah. So good together, wonder what is wrong with me. Why can't I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Yeah, 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 here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Oh, 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 yeah. She's with him, they're turning down the lights, and now he's holding her the way I used to do. I can see her closing her eyes and telling the lies exactly like she told me to. That's the clincher verse, and I left it.
I feel bad about it.
Thank you. Will Wilder ran to catch me before I got in my car to give me my change. I never grew up, but if I had, I would have grown up alongside this guy named Bobby Field, R.S. Field, and he was a big part of my story. And we're both from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, a distant hamlet from here. And he wrote this song many, many years ago, and it was demoed and pitched around Nashville, and no one ever recorded it. And I always loved the song, and we finally got around to it. And it goes like this.
Well, I'm not just anybody's fool. I only play that part for you. For a smile from you, there's not much I wouldn't do. But I'm not just anybody's fool. Well, I'm not just anybody's clown. But I'll bring the house down for you. So remember, when you're laughing with the crowd, that I'm not just anybody's clown. I put aside my pride for a chance to win your love. One kiss is enough to make me hunger for your touch. You know, an ordinary fool would have given up and gone. It takes a perfect fool to keep hanging on and on. Well, I'm not wise fool.
Treasure in itself, right? But if you're a fan of that music, sometimes you want to get in that zone, however desperately you are not from there, right? But I did get, I was born like 100 miles north of there, so I've tried. There's a town in between, right before you cross the bridge, called Slidell. I think I got about that far with this one. But that was the musical side of it. And then the lyrical side, I was trying to, you know, give myself a little bit of a self-esteem bath and, you know, think a little more of myself. So this is how it came together, and it's called More Like Me.
I want to be more like me. I want to be who I'm supposed to be. I want to do all the things I'm supposed to do. I want to find out what is real, get a feel for the deal. And then I kinda got a feeling I won't have no feelings for you. You meant everything to me, but now your memory won't set me free. And so I try to make peace now with my feelings for you. Because they say that when you're dead, you're done. That's a race that's done been run. I want to have some fun before my time is through. He studied on the Buddhist, but it's on my to-do list. I get around to it somehow. They must be onto something. That chanting sounds like humming. You know they got a message in this baby being now, so it seems to me that the future's never plain to see. You got to fake it till you make it. You can't change your past no how. So go ahead and get on the right track. It's a natural fact. There's no time like the present. I'm talking about right now. Everything was groovy like something in a movie. Girl, you know we had it going on. But then you went and left me. Yeah, now that upset me. Now I know it's always dark is right before the dawn. So it seems to me that the future is a mystery. The past is history and the time is now. Go ahead and get on the right track. Let me tell you, Jack, you got to fake it till you make it, and it don't hurt to shake it no how. Shake it, don't break it. If you make it, you can take a bow. Yeah. I want to be out more like me, and I'm starting right now.
Motel Court. Wow. Thank you. I was born and raised in Mississippi, as were my parents, and they were from the greatest generation ever, and they had to deal with the Depression and World War II, and in my mother's case, you know, a motherless, rural childhood, and but she had all these colloquialisms that were amazing, you know, from that place and time, and a lot of them I would maybe hear other people's country moms say, but one I never heard anybody say but her, and that was if something was too good to be true, she would say, you know, that's just too much sugar for a nickel. Who knew? So, you know, decades after I first heard her say it, that song now exists. It's on the new album. And it goes like this.
Too much sugar for a nickel. Too good to be true. Call off the deal. If you feel that it ain't sweet enough for you, a certain kind of fella thinks you might as well make a pass at him all. So when he stumbles onto someone who looks like you do, he takes a swing at the bone. If he's got her wrapped smooth and sweet, that don't mean that it's true. Trust your intuition, I've got a suspicion he might be sweet-talking you. Stop right on a dime, baby, if you find he's only in it for fun. Artificial sweetening is like a business meeting where no business gets done. There ain't no substitute, baby, for a good-hearted man. Well, I don't think he's the one, but maybe I am. Too much sugar for a nickel. Too good to be true. Call off the deal if you feel that it ain't sweet enough for you. He's got a deal for you. It might appeal to you and leave you lonely and lost. It might sound like fun, but when it's said and done, you'll find out what it costs. I think it's all a scam. He don't give a damn, looking straight in the eye. Can't tell you what to do, but if he's playing you, get on your pony and ride. Sugar for a nickel, too good to be true. Call off the deal if you feel that it ain't sweet enough for you.
I don't know that Charlie Rich should have set fire to John Denver's Country Music Association Award that year on TV, but it was kind of cool in a weird way, you know? Charlie Rich defied genre, though, so he really shouldn't have been so upset. I think maybe there was something about John Denver that bugged Charlie Rich, but Charlie Rich he defied category. He was a jazz guy, he was a blues guy, he was a lounge singer, he was a country music artist, he was a great American original, and had pop hits before the whole Silver Fox thing. Anyway, we've done one of his songs on the new album, and let me check my tuning. Almost, good enough. And it goes like 2, 3, 4. After you get rid of me, who will the next fool be? I know the things you gotta know about the woman I love so. After all is said and done, I know you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, tell me who will the next fool be? Will he believe all those lies? Wind up with tears in his eyes. I know. Like be the one to tell him so. Oh, after all is said and done, I know you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, tell me who will the next will be. Oh, play a little guitar, son. He believe all those lies, wind up with tears in his eyes. I know. I'd like to be the one to tell him so. Oh, after all. Wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. After you get through playing with me, tell me who will the next fool be? Sweat gets in my eye, and I'm thinking, the people are thinking I'm really crying now, you know?
Oh, I'm in pain!
Really, I have a black heart, folks. You don't have to worry about it. No emotions will be conveyed at any time. You know, that's the worst possible thing you could say about a guy up here doing this. If he never conveyed any emotions, he'd leave, right? I mean, that's what it's about. I used to think in order to be a really good, because I played in a band for years, right? I used to think to be good at doing this, and I do admire people that can do this, you'd need to be like, and that's cool, but I can't really finger pick, as you just witnessed. But it's really, it's about getting something across and hopefully people enjoying it. And I hope you're having as good a time as I am. Thank you. This next song we recorded live on the It Came From Nashville album, on the first album. And people always seem to connect with our version, but it's a Steve Earle song. It's not my song, but it's a truly great song. After we did it, a bunch of other people did too. And it's a story song. It goes like...
About the time that Daddy left to fight the Great War, I saw my first pistol in the general store. General store. When I was 13, I thought it was the finest thing I ever had seen. I asked if I could have one someday when I grew up. Mama dropped a dozen eggs, she really blew up, really blew up. She didn't understand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand, the devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. My first pistol was a cap and ball Colt. It shoots as fast as lightning, and it loads are mighty slow, loads are mighty slow. Soon I found out it'll get you into trouble, but it can't get you out. About a year later, bought a Colt 45. They called a peacemaker, I never knew why, never knew why. I didn't understand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand, the devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. I got into a car game in a company town. I caught a minor cheating. I shot the dog down. Shot the dog down. Watched the man fall. Never touched his horse and never had a chance to draw. The trial was in the morning. They drug me out of bed. They asked me how I pleaded. Not guilty, I said. Not guilty, I said. You got the wrong man. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand.
We're all raised on these romantic comedy movies where people are running toward each other on the beach and they go through all these amazing things and it always just works out fine, right? I guess, you know, some on the bizarro earth, that's probably true, right? This is a tale from life's other side right here.
Tell her how I feel. She just says me too. It's such a wrong deal. But what can I do? She's not romantic, is not her style. Sometimes I panic, she just smiles. Not everyone gets the rainbow, but it's no fun to miss your own show. She's not romantic, it wouldn't do. She might get frantic and come unglued. Oh, to stand in her shoes. Happy ending must seem like bad news. She's not romantic, it's just her way. Nothing gigantic, what can you say? Tell everyone whatever you want. Maybe she'll change, maybe she won't. She's not romantic, it's not her way. She's not romantic, maybe someday.
Webb Wilder and the Beatniks played their first gig. How about that? And 10 years ago, we started doing this annual event called Webb Fest, and we're doing it a week from tonight in Nashville at the Exit Inn, Webb Fest 10. All right, they're going. All right. Bless your heart. Wilderians, true Wilderians. And with any luck, depending on who makes the gig, we'll maybe do this song. This is on the new album too.
Well, I'm on rough and tumble, guy. Don't mess with me, but you know why. I wear a demolition derby and a railroad tie. I'm on rough and tumble, guy. I got a song that I can sing. Guitar, I can make it ring. Ain't gonna worry about the by and by. I'm a rough and tumble guy. And on the fall, but I get back up. Don't try and tell me I ain't tough enough. I'll be rocking till the day I die. I'm a rough and tumble guy. Bus, you want to fight? I ain't afraid of nothing, going bump in the night. I've been rocking till the day I die. I'm a rough and tumble guy. And I'm gonna fall, but I get back up. Don't try and tell me I ain't tough enough. I've been rocking till the day I die. Been to hell and back again. Brought back some barbecue for all my friends. Man, it was smoking. That's no lie. Well, I'm a rough and tumble guy. Been known to fall, but I'll get back up. Don't try and tell me I ain't tough enough. I'll be rocking till the day I die. I'm a rough and tumble guy. Been known to fall, but I back up, woo! I'm trying to tell my high tough enough. Well, I'll be riding till the day I die. I'm a rough and tumble guy. Woo! I'm a rough and tumble guy. Yeah, I'm a rough and tumble guy.
Thank you. I'm going to take the shortest of breaks. And I'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here.
I think the words are very appropriate for him as well. He truly is an American original. Celebrating all the art forms of American music, and specifically, if I didn't mention before, the great American art form of rock and roll. I'll tell you, it's amazing what we're hearing tonight, just the guitar and the voice. And the presence and the talent of the one and only last of the full-grown man. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Webb Wilder.
Thank you, AJ. Your check's in the mail. Thank you.
That was a great introduction.
I'm going to tell you the story behind this song and then do it for you. The Beatniks and I used to do this song like, I don't know, 1985 or 6. And yeah, right. 30 years this year. And somewhere along the line it got dropped. It's an old rockabilly era Conway Twitty song. And then we met Conway. We really did. And we were in the studio. And he told us the story of the song. This song, according to Conway, was written for Elvis for the movie King Creole, I think. It was called Danny Is My Name, and they rejected it, and they rewrote it for Conway, and it was kind of a big hit for him. So then many years later, kind of rearranged it to be even simpler, and it's on the new album and all that. Goes like the electrum, like this. 2, 3. My name should be trouble, my name should be woe. The trouble and heartache is all I know. Yeah, yeah, long the blue boy, oh, here's my name. My life has been empty, my dreams have been lost. It must have been raining on the night I was born. Yeah, yeah, long. Afraid of tomorrow, tomorrow, and so tired of today,
tired of today.
Well, I know that love is the answer, but love never came my way. Yeah, yeah. I'm writing this letter to someone unknown, and if you should find it. Here's my name. Well, I'm oh so afraid of tomorrow,
tomorrow,
and so tired of today,
tired of today.
Well, they say that love is the answer, but love never came. And if you should find it, and if you're alone, yeah, yeah, along the blue boy, oh, heal my name. Remember, along the blue boy. Pretty is pretty does not know what it means, because I let her do me like she does. Now I'm pretty blue. Time's gonna help, I know.
could help you out, I guess. But I probably make a mess. I don't feel too good myself. Why listen to me? If he is as rich as does, you could go down for that buzz. Don't confuse what is with what was. What now is history. Love is blind. You only see what you want to see. Don't you know that beauty's just skin deep? Pretty is as pretty does. I know what it means because I let her do me like she does. How I'm pretty blue.
Thank you. I've worked as a DJ before, and I admire the great ones like AJ so much. I never really set out to be one. Yes, AJ. I found myself doing that for the first time, though, in about 1978 or 9. I had just come back from following the musical drag, chasing the musical dragon to Austin, Texas, which was an amazing experience. And I moved back to my small town, hometown of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and it was kind of culture shock, you know. I was looking for a job, and I tried selling, this is funny, easy listening airtime. Well, you know, when you're selling advertising airtime on the radio, it's an intangible. Yeah. It's not like here it is, you can't hold it in your hand, you're sort of speaking of this thing. Well, easy listening, right? That's even more vague, you know? Of course, at the time they called it beautiful music. And it wasn't working out. I was getting dressed up every day in a suit and tie and going to talk to some guy under a car going, I don't think so, you know? And so I was kind of washing out of the job. And so the guy said, well, we've got a board shift available next door. Well, this is kind of from the frying pan into the fire because it was it's hard to say when the worst time for country radio was, you know? I'm so pleased about Chris Stapleton getting the 3 awards the other day. Wow, I'm a fan. But this was the disco country era. No fooling. And disco country really was a thing. And the name of the station was WFOR Country Lovin'. And it was rough, people, but there was this wonderful other thing that had been happening, that was happening, that was known as progressive country, right? And one of the guys from the rock era was involved in it. We're talking about Chip Taylor, who wrote Wild Thing and Angel of the Morning. That's like writing the national anthem and Wipeout, you know? I mean, it's like, it's game over. But he was behind this wonderful artist who has fallen into obscurity now, named Stoney Edwards. And I'd like to do you a little bit of a song that the two of them came up with. Sometimes a man's gotta get it together. Lately I've been feeling a little left out. I don't claim to know nothing about something that I know nothing about. But I feel a heartbreak coming and I've got to hold on to something, and someday I'll wake up and find that you've gone with your somebody else. I'm holding on to myself. I know I ain't had much schooling. And there's a whole lot of things you know more than I do. With me, I've got this feeling about feelings and the way they're showing through. But I feel a heartbreak coming, and I've got to hold on to something, and someday I'll wake up and find that you've gone with your somebody.
somebody else. I'm holding on to myself. I'm holding on to myself. I'm holding on to me.
Thank you. God bless you, Tony.
What it takes to be your love, a gift, a gal, now and a feather touch. Check out a banker's bankroll in my pocket. Let you drive my road rocket, little girl. All you what I need in my hot spot, yes indeed. Fire me up, there's no doubt. It's a flame I can't put out. I'm burning for you, baby. Condition red, I got a fever for you, baby. I got a bumblebee inside of my head, bumblebee inside of my head. My clothes stand out in a crowd, the girls can't see you if you don't dress loud. I'm not handsome, but what a lagging looks. I compensate for by the way I hood you. Could you like dancing? Hold my coat, I can fly like a fish in the bottom of a boat. My feet is a rockin', I'm a rockin' fool. They warned you about a hymn Bible school. I'm burning for you, baby. Condition red, yeah. I got a fever for you, baby. I got a bumblebee inside of my head. Bumblebee inside of my head.
Documentaries right now. So if you have Netflix and you haven't seen the Keith Richards thing or the Levon Helm thing or the Bob Weir thing, there's a lot of stuff there. But there's also the great film that some of you have seen called Muscle Shoals. Yeah. And if you haven't, you should see it. If you've seen it, you've seen Dan Penn speaking at some point in the movie. One of the great living songwriters, one of the great treasures of American music. Well, I knew all that like 18 or 20 years ago when I wrote this song with him. And I went into the session thinking, please, this is great. Let's get something, you know. And so I was a little intimidated, but he's great and everything. And so I said, what do you want to do? And he goes, well, I'm going to write a song called I'm No Fool. Okay. I said, well, I got this lick. Okay, and we're off to the races. We wrote the song. I was trying to get out of a bad publishing deal. And I demoed the song to turn into the publishing company to let them have the fortune that would surely be earned from it in the future. And a billion years passed, and we never recorded the song until now. And I'm very proud of the way it turned out, and it's on a Mississippi Modern. So this song kind of languished for a long time, but it's been unleashed on the public now, and here it is, 2, 3. Been a fool for so long over you, with a love so strong.
this old heart just couldn't see what everybody else knew but me. I've been around and nothing known when I've been had, body and soul deep down inside. I feel you walking all over my pride. Only a fool go on hoping for what can never be. Since you've been gone, I've been hanging around hoping foolishly. Cuts deep right to the bone in my heart. I've always known it's you for me. Even if it's a tragedy, only a fool would go on hoping for what can never be. Since you've been gone, I've been hanging around moping foolishly, playing with my heart, toying with my feelings, messing up my mind, tearing down my soul. You took me up so high, dropped me from the ceiling, you took me for a ride. You think by now I know.
Instruments that are hanging against pelts, furs, hides. And I'm thinking of the backstory, you know, this one belonged to Ike the Mountain Man. He used to pass the lonely winter in a cave with a female bear and this resonator guitar. He taught her to play, too. That was before this country was so settled up. The mines were caves. There were dwarves living in them. I've seen way too much television.
And he had a broken string.
Yeah, he had a broken string. I've seen Jeremiah Johnson and Lord of the Rings. What can I say?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, geez.
What can I say? This seems to be the right time to do this song. We did some films. We did Web Wilder, Private Eye. We did one called Horror Hayride, which was named after one of our songs, right? And Horror Hayride, there's a scene where some kids are disrespecting the memory of our king, Elvis Presley. And of course, you know, this is a hanging offense in Middle Earth. But they put you in the stocks and throw fruit at you. But it pissed me off in the movie and in real life. And in that film, I sing just a snippet of this song, and there's no recorded version of the whole thing. So I'm going to give it to you now. And it's called TCB Yodel Number 9. Well, there's about 10 billion people who'll back me up on this. From the Pittsburgh Post hole digger to the rocket scientist,
Hell, I bet you can't find a preacher who don't like burning love. And you banned a bunch of weak sisters if they can't play Rip It Up. And if you don't think Elvis was the king, baby, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, you'll vote with number two. Well, now every two-bit tabloid had bad things to say. From New York City to La La Land is in his state he lay. If you don't think your paper is sins, try paying for a few of your own. This serpent's tongues can't reach him now, cause he's a beast that is heavenly home. And if you don't think Elvis was the king, baby, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, you'll vote number two. Well, now maybe he couldn't spell pneumonia, but he didn't know a thing or two. Yeah, he knew how to flat out get it, and he passed it on to me and you. Kicked open the door for those who came before with a joy that has never been known. So let's drink to his name, dance on his grave, rock and roll away the stone. And if you don't think Elvis was the king, baby, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, you're both number two. Even though Bob Dylan, I know the words to Moody Blues. If you don't think he was number one, you're both number two. Yeah, even those Beatles who could rock it right through the roof would probably be the first ones to admit there was an Elvis in the groove. And if you don't think Elvis was the king, honey, I feel sorry for you. If you don't think he was number one, you're voted number two. If you don't think Elvis was the king, baby, I feel sorry for you.
Thank you. I never met Elvis. It's kind of a bummer. I'm a fan, but when I moved to Nashville, it really proved to be hillbilly heaven because I found myself moving right next door to the widow of one of the Jordanaires, and she had all sorts of Elvis stories. And she remembers when he first started dyeing his hair, and it dyed his forehead, and they had trouble getting it off, you know. Yeah. And she said that none of those people realized how big the thing was because it was like being in the eye of a hurricane. And that makes sense. That's kind of what the Beatles said about their deal. My deal was more like being in the eye of the tiger, man. A very, very docile tiger. Maybe a big cat. House cat. So we're talking about icons. We're talking about Elvis Presley, right? And he's certainly an icon. And Roy Rogers was my first hero, icon, media person that I thought was the bee's knees, you know? King of the Cowboys, had the horse, had the guitar, had the cool clothes, had the girl, he had it all. Had his own TV show, right? And saddle wasn't bad, you know? And I finally met him late in his life, and he's still sang in tune in his 80s, and I said, man, if it hadn't been for you, my parents could have saved a lot of money on the horse, the hat, the guitar. This is true stuff, you know? And he goes, well, I heard these old boys talking one time. Funny you say that. And I heard him say, you know, I always liked Roy Rogers, but I always hated Dale Evans. And of course, I had to interrupt him, and I said, what'd you say that for, you know? They said, well, we play make-believe, and my brother called you, and I'd have to be Dale. So, I get it. But anyway, that's why I do songs. The jokes don't always work. So I was obsessed with cowboy stuff as a kid, and then again in the 90s, had horses, went broke feeding them, and read all this stuff about cowboy stuff. And apparently there was an expression used to describe a scene we've all seen in Western movies and television shows when the horse that's saddled up, bridled up, has no rider and is running back to the ranch or fort, depending on the plot or the story, right? It doesn't speak well for the aforementioned missing equestrian, you know? So these cowboys somewhere, sometime, had this expression to describe such a horse running, and they would say, he's carrying the news to Mary. And I had to write that song. It goes like this.
The nighthawk said he seen the dangest thing. It was the little blue roan out of Billy's string with his scent of fire rig, a caught in rain, carrying the news to Mary. Something on the bed crowd, Cabot got spooked. Bull cat moaned at Wimberley blue. By morning, I can tell you there were more than a few carrying the news to Mary. A prairie dog hole takes a pony's leg. Buffalo takes a fall and it claims his faith. The wild bull fine grinds his bones to dust. Your six shooter lay on the prairie to rust. Got to play a hand, win, lose, a draw. Got to take a look, see, and know what you saw. Sky is sober in sight when the wind is high. The nighthawk said he seen the dangest thing. It was a little blue roan out of Billy's string with a scent of fiery McCarty rain, carrying the news to Mary. Widow woman weeping, asking everyone why. Hell, all the punches that are lost with tears in their eyes. Old Blue standing there, falling at the ground. Windmill groaning is the only other sound. Man saddles up, start making tracks. They're on the way, knowing if he's coming back.
Hey, the night I'm set, see the day to say. Was a little blue road, I'm feeling strange.
Out of print for a while. That in Town and Country and New West have just re-released them, and I don't think I have any here tonight, but we do have them at
webwilder.com.
And while I'm on preaching at you, don't forget to practice the Webwilder credo. Work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them. Thank you. Some of you know this, but those of you who are younger may not. There was a time when the radio was just fantastic, you know? And I remember hearing this song on the radio a long time ago and being blown away by it.
I can't stay, yes I know. You know why, hate to go, but goodbye. It's been sweet, I was kind, never me. Now I've cried just a little cause I love you so. And I've died just a little cause I have to go away. Every night I still hear all your sighs. Very clear, my love's gone, gone away. As I once heard you say, now I cry just a little cause I love you so. And I die just a little cause I have to go away. Thank you. you know how I feel when I say love's unreal. So goodbye, it's been sweet, even though incomplete. Now I'll cry just a little cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little cause I have to go away.
I was born on Pete Townsend's birthday.
Yeah.
Got a big nose, got a high watt amp, and I was going out the door of my familial home years ago as a youth with a vinyl copy of Tommy by The Who. And you know, my parents, they didn't know, they didn't care, they didn't know what this stuff was. And I'm just about to sneak out, you know. And my aunt and uncle are there, as I recall, and my Aunt Lillian said, I thought the rock opera was an abortion. First of all, my parents had no editorial comments on rock music much, you know? Second of all, the A word had never been used in my house. And so I thought, what does she know? And I found out they did her song wrong on the album, basically. She produced the very first Sonny Boy Williamson single ever, which was Eyesight to the Blind, right? And I love The Who's version, but it's rather Episcopalian. And so I went, wow, it didn't come from England. It kind of came from Mississippi. It came from Aunt Lillian's house. Golly. So my aunt and uncle had this label that closed about the time I was born. This was me finding out about it, called Trumpet Records, and you can Google it. And they recorded Elmore James and Sonny Boy Williamson. It was pretty awesome, really. And a lesser known, a bunch of people, but another guy, a lesser known guy that I'm going to do you a song by, a guy named Willie Love, and this is his song. 2, 3. I'm going to get Big Bohogan to come and dig your grave. I bring my pickaxe and shovel so I can jump dirt down in your face. I'll be right down at your burying. I'm riding in my V8 Ford. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, who will I declare you just don't know. Down your insurance, get your sick and accident too. You better watch your step, girl. Something might happen to you. I'll be right down at your burying. Riding in my V8 Ford, cold-blooded. Because you think you so wise, darling, well, who will I declare you just don't know. I get my gas in the morning, I check my oil at night. Then I don't have to worry, I know everything's alright. I'll be right down at your burying. I'm riding in my V8 Ford. Lord have mercy, I declare. Woo. Because you think you're so wise, darling. Well, girl, I declare you just don't know. Get the undertaker too. And the three of us gonna figure out, girl, woo, what did become of you. I'll be right down at your burying. I'm riding in my V8 Ford. Because you think you're so wise, darling. Well, God declare you just don't know. I think is about obsession. I wrote it a number of years ago with Chuck Prophet. If y'all are not hip to Chuck Prophet, find out, he's great. And I'd love to write some more with him. But anyway, it goes back. It's actually also on the Acres album.
from outside the glass, with no way to crack it. I took her to heart. She made me an addict. Seemed like it was only yesterday that I was big and strong. I was a fool to let her slip away. She's the only one, the only one, the only one. This town is too small. There's no way to change it. I can't live it down. Didn't know I've been played with. Is this the middle or is this the end? I've lost all track of time. I was here, now I'm gone again. She's the only one, the only one, the only one. It's getting loud inside my head. I don't wanna hear it. I don't wanna feel it. Bury it alive and live for dead. I don't wanna hear it. I don't wanna feel it anymore. Call it a joke. Go on, keep laughing. But I'll be the fool who welcomes her back in. Somewhere beside the road, beyond the weeds, the sweetest flower grows. When it blossoms, I'll be on my knees, 'cause she's the only one, 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 the only one. Yes, she's the only one.
These guys, the milk carton kids, they're really good. There's two guys with acoustic guitar, and one guy always has a capo, but he always has a white handkerchief on his guitar. I've got to find out what that's all about. This is a brilliant, stupid song that was written for me many years ago, and I finally started writing with one of the guys that wrote it. But when people don't know you're not going to be a big star yet, they think, well, this guy might do something, you know? And then everybody starts bringing you their songs, you know? And everybody can't write great songs or something, or it's a matter of taste or whatever. So that was kind of happening in 1985. I hadn't flopped yet or whatever. And so it's kind of like, thank you for your bad rockabilly song, but no thanks, you know? And, but these guys came to me that I sort of knew, and they said, we wrote you a song. And I said, all right, man. And it was great, and people still seem to enjoy it, so I'm going to play it for you. They enjoy it a lot more than the ones we wrote, so, you know.
I got a nice bottle, got a window with a view. I get up every morning and I go down to the pool. Everybody's pretty, everybody's nice. Everybody's got a little something on ice. I never go swimming, cause that ain't cool. But every day you're gonna find me hanging around the poolside, baby. Laying in the sun. Now with my dark sunglasses.
You hear the radio on.
Sitting in a chaise line, greased downtown, front lady, at 103. I'll be poolside.
You're looking for me.
Every woman in the place has got a novel in her face. You know that they didn't come here to read. I got a nice cold beer in my hand.
Yeah.
I really got a name about it, but me and the shit,
I got a full-time job.
Working on my tan.
Woo!
Side, baby. Laying in the sun. Now with my dark sunglasses. Hey, I'm ready to walk. Sitting in a chase lounge.
Looking for me, shake and bake, come on.
Luxuriation, I pronounced it wrong in 1985. Sweeping the nation, come on.
Woo!
Woo! It's a wonderful world we live in. Just a few basic common sense rules. No running, no pushing, no profanity, and no dogs.
No dogs.
Oh, no dogs. I'm no dog at poolside, laying in the sun,
yep,
with my dark sunglasses,
yeah, and the radio on.
Sitting in a chest lounge, feet downtown, a bright lady hit 103. I'll be poolside,
strictly on the cool side,
oh, honey, I'll be poolside.
Looking for me,
poolside.
Yes, I'm speaking on the
poolside. Come on out the poolside.
If you're looking for me,
poolside.
If you're looking for me.
Thank you.
Charlie Pride did it, but when Doug Somm did it, as a redneck rock and roller, it seemed to unite the hippies and the rednecks like Willie and Waylon would do only earlier.
Well, the rain keeps dripping off the brim of my hat. It sure feels cold today. I'm out here walking down 66, oh, wondering why she do me this way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure feels warmer than it did sleeping in a king-size bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I forget I've ever known her. Wind keeps whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather be fighting the wind and rain than what I've been fighting back home. Yeah, is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I forget I've ever known her.
Woo!
Well, yonder goes the trucker with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home. Well, tomorrow she probably want me back, but I'll be just as gone.
Hey!
Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I forget I've ever known. Yeah, well, anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I forget I've ever known.
Thank you. We recorded this song many years ago, and
I've been doing it on and off, mostly on ever since, and people have told me, and this is all true, that their loved ones in various cases have been married, excuse me, or buried to this song. So it must mean a lot to folks. Well, that would be weird, you know. I now pronounce you and, you know, he was a great man. It goes like this.
There's a glimmer of morning just over the tree line. A sky full of starlings, scattered rain signs. Don't know what the day will bring, assuming it does come. I just know that I need you forever and then some. Living in a world where people pawn the souls for the smallest change. It's by heart I know a little hope is a precious thing. In the thick of night, it'll hold up in the light. Put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself. I have no darkness, jet black as the raven. You just might be the closest that I will ever get to heaven. Everybody needs forgiveness, even those that don't deserve. Everybody needs salvation, even if they don't believe a word. Living in a world where people say the truth just as bold as they. Now that I've found you, I won't throw your trust away. In the thick of night, it'll hold up in the light. Put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself. Take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself. Come on, come on, come on. Every dream has a blind side, a trap door that's tripped by doubt. I have tried to see reason, but couldn't quite make it out. I was living in a world where every mask of war fell on his face. I won't masquerade no more. Love don't need no hiding place. In the thick of night, it'll hold up. Take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself. Come on, come on, come on. The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself.
About the Who, and they said Keith Moon couldn't grasp that time signature, and they had him do the fills, and Entwistle and Townsend played hi-hat and tambourine and stuff. It is weird that
I'm free.
country. Okay. And it's all being immortalized by someone. I'm going to leave you with this one. You are truly a wonderful audience. Thank you so much for coming. I definitely appreciate it. It's a circus song.
Tommy and the papers to the hill, went off to a gig with the circus and the human cannonball. It didn't take long to learn my trade. They're the first show, man, blew the folks away. Now the town's a little risky, I'm off the ball. I got to tell you now, it really gets me off. I live in a tent with the world's strongest man. When I met the mother, I like to broke my hand. My baby, she's a lady in the high wire act. When I'm feeling tense, she walks on my back. Now the pay's okay, the benefits are great. Get to shoot the bull with the world's smartest tape. I'm a human cannonball. Well, I'm a human cannonball, y'all. I'm a hot shot, I'm a cool breeze. Underneath the big top, I'm the big cheese. I lay it on the line, let it all hang. When I go, at least I know I'll go with a bang. Reckon I'm living. Ever catch train, it's a buzz, it's a gas, it's a real stream. Well, I'm a human cannonball. I'm a human cannonball, Today show the world what the human cannonball got to say. On the Carson show, said HC, what you do, you got to be right out of your tree. It's a little risky, I'm my own boss. I got to tell you now, it really gets my offer. And I'm a human cannonball. Yeah, I'm a human cannonball. Woo! I'm the human cannonball.
Well, I'm the human cannonball.
What?
much. Sanitizers, that's not a vial of amyl nitrate or whatever. I'm going to retune this guitar. When I do, there's sort of no going back because it'll be in a tuning, but I think you'll appreciate what I'm going to do with it. You guys are great. I appreciate it so much. How about a big hand for Godfrey Daniels doing it over 40 years? Webwilder.com has the dates, and we're playing band dates and solo dates. I'll be going to Texas in December. Got Webfest next week. This song.
Let's go to
you. Thank you. All right. Thanks. I don't know. There it is again. The howling. Afraid of the mic now. Check 1 2 1 2 1 2.
Wise men say only frequency kills, but I can't hear like I could just moments ago. Howling in my ears, tinnitus, I guess. Lasting through the years, my cilia is a mess. Take my gig, ruin my whole thing through, 'cause I can't hear myself singing to you.
There it is. What do you think? So far, so good. So far, so good. It ain't howling. We don't know why it did, right? It was weird. You got it. Cool. All right.
I kick myself every day. I kick
was schooled with a strap right across my back. But it's alright. Now in fact it's a guess. But it's alright. I'm jumping jack flies just to get that. I looked down to my feet and I saw they bled. Yeah, yeah, as I drowned at the crumbs of a crust of bread. I was crowned with a spade right through my head. Oh, my head, but it's all right now. Yeah, but it's all right, yes, it's all right. I'm jumping jack flies, it's a yes, yes, yes. Jumping jack flies, it's a 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 yes.
Thank you so much, y'all are incredible, thank you.